God's holy word this morning is all about his lavish generosity in the most unexpected of circumstances. The Jewish people in the first reading today had forgotten the wonders that God worked for them, and they fashioned a golden idol, the golden calf, and began to worship it. In the second reading, we heard a moving confession of a former persecutor of Christians, St. Paul. He says, "I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor, but I have been mercifully treated." He tells us Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of these, I am the foremost. And finally, the wonderful gospel parables. These three seemingly crazy gestures that display God's generosity. These readings teach us about God, and they also teach us about our relationship with him. What we learn about God from these readings is that God is always on the lookout for us. Perhaps at times God may seem distant. Perhaps you wonder if he really cares about your daily life. We have been conditioned by our skeptical world to think this way about God, that somehow that he is the one who is lost and we have to find him, that he's sort of like the Wizard of Oz. He's fickle. He's a little scary. And he's someone who's only interested in us in a self-serving way. But nothing could be further from the truth. This is not the God of the Bible. The gospel parables this morning tell us that God is always on the lookout for us. He is the one who is searching. We are the ones who need to be found. The shepherd's livelihood in the ancient world was the sheep. And when Jesus asked the question, who would not leave the 99 to go after the one? The answer is no one. No shepherd would have left the 99 sheep to go after one lost one. Because if those other 99 had run away, he would be ruined financially. But for this shepherd, no sheep escapes his eye. So too God. God's providence never leaves us. He's concerned about all souls, even those souls that stray. The coin that the woman lost was worth only a few cents. To us, it might be, say, a nickel. And she sweeps the whole house looking for it. And then when she finds it, she throws a party. She invites her friends over. She spends more money than that nickel was even worth. Who of us would search our entire house to find a nickel? Maybe you would. I'm not sure. I know my dad is here today. He probably searched the whole house to find a nickel. I'm going to be in big trouble later for that comment. Maybe if it was a 20, yeah, I'd search the whole house to find a 20, but not a nickel. But God would do that for us. He's so crazy in love with us. The prodigal son has insulted his father by basically saying that his father is already dead when he asks for his inheritance. And then he goes off and he injures himself even more with his sordid lifestyle. But the father, notice the father is already looking for the son. We hear that he's a long way off and the father spots him and he runs out to meet his son, something a parent in the ancient world would never do. As a loving father, God's gaze is always outward, looking for us. And he openly accepts us back, even if we have grievously offended him. God's word today reminds us that he is concerned about all of us, that he is so crazy in love with us, and that he's always looking out, searching for us. And in these readings today, we also learn a lot about our infinite value in God's eyes. The Jewish people in the first reading, when they had worshiped the golden calf, when they turn away from God, when they forget all that he has done for them in Egypt, there were plenty other people in the world that God could have called to be his own. He could have cut his losses and moved on. But when Moses appeals to God in prayer, he remembers his mercy, his love for his people, and he relents. He has called them into relationship with him, and God is always faithful. God has called us into relationship with him by our baptism. And that relationship is something that we have to take seriously, and it's also something to rejoice in. St. Paul, when he was Saul, by all accounts, was a dreaded foe of the early Christians. But he tells us today about how Jesus lavishes his mercy on him, how he is unworthy to receive that gift, but yet that mercy is freely given. No one is beyond the loving mercy of Jesus, even the most egregious character. No matter how many times we have to go back and say that we are sorry, God never tires of treating us with mercy. That's the message of the cross. When we look at Jesus on the cross, we should see the mercy of God, God's welcoming mercy. See how far he would go to save us. And finally, we learn about ourselves a lot in the gospel parable of the prodigal son. And I'd simply like to focus on the last sentence of the parable because it's one that always moves me. We heard the father say to his older son, "But now we must celebrate and rejoice because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Turning away from God, even in the small ways, is a type of death. It's a type of death that we may not even realize is happening to us. We can go on our merry way, but eventually we realize that we're like a limb that's been cut off from the tree. We're going to wither and die. God desires to fill us with his life, and his life is abundant. He wants to move us from death to life. But on our part, we have to be willing to remove the obstacles that we place in front of that life. These readings today remind us about our inherent dignity as children of God, that he is concerned that our relationship with him is something that we take seriously, that his mercy is always welcoming, and that we remove those things we have placed in front of his love. My friends, God's love, his mercy, his generosity is indeed lavish. It is at times crazy. And he's always on the lookout for us. He's called us into relationship with him by virtue of our baptisms. And that relationship is a life abundantly lived. Let us rejoice in having such a good father and strive to live in accord with our dignity as his beloved sons and daughters.